It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, each and every day here from Phoenix, Arizona, in the beautiful studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. Go there and get all the goodies and archives and everything. You know, Liberty News Radio, they have a really good archive system. You know, they got it going on there. You go to Liberty News Radio, and you will have there, you go to any of the shows, you hit on the left side, it says Radio Archive. And it'll just go straight to it, you know, which year, go back to old shows, and give you, you know, download it all to your iPod and everything. It's all good. LibertyNewsRadio.com, and you go to the archives. And, of course, you go to FreedomsPhoenix.com, and you go here, and then I'll have maybe some extra stuff in there about some of the stuff we were talking about and links to other the guests and different books and all that kind of stuff. And one thing I want to, you know, I know I promised I was going to talk about something when I came back. I think it had to do with voter registration and votes and stuff. This is what I came across in 1991, July 91. I'm a young guy, and I was just mad, you know, because I could see what was coming. It's a long story why, but I challenged 44 election laws all the way to the Ninth Circuit. I just, you know, this is, I mean, the civics class they gave me in school, what they taught me in junior high and high school and everything, all crap. Okay, I'm going, whoa, hell no. This is what you're doing. You're lying. I'm gonna prove it. That's all I did. 1990, I ran for office just as a write-in. You know, I had lots of signs everywhere. I went crazy. They're going, wow, this guy's sitting there. Because I knew I was in this for a decade. I'm like, oh, heck no. Here we go. And it was, you know, I'll put the picture up. I'll put the picture. You go to freedomsphoenix.com, you'll see the first sign that I had up 1990. I'll go ahead and, you know, within the next hour or so, or if you archive, you go and reference the show here from my archive, you will go ahead and see the picture, 1990, first one, Declaration of Independence thing. I put that up, and they were like, wow, man, what this guy is really having an impact on, you know, the discussion. I mean, you know, he's bringing up a lot of issues, he's putting this out, he's really being butthead, but he has no chance of winning his write-in. That was not my goal. This is my goal, to get standing so that I could file a lawsuit in federal court for violation of the Constitution, all right? Challenge 44 election laws, gone. I go, I got standing now, SOBs, here I come. Well, one of the things that I realize is you do all the stats, and you, because they want to make arguments, oh, it's for the voter, and we love them, and this is why we're screwing you and everything. That don't mean nothing. And they just make it up as they go along. One of the things that I found out is that independents were only about 14% at the time. Now they're more. I mean, it's like, you know, two, three times. They're more here in Arizona. They're larger in both parties. But the independents at the time, even though they couldn't vote in the primary, they couldn't, you know, participate in any way to just get to vote in the general, it was all unconstitutional stuff, even though there's taxation without representation, they're using their tax money to fund these private organizations, R's and D's, for their little game and all this, but they couldn't participate. That was all part of the lawsuit. But the problem was, is that there were 14% of the registered voters registered other than Republican or Democrat. They were just party not designated. Or there was a few thousand that were libertarian, that kind of thing. I hadn't even heard the word libertarian till then. What they did is that such a small percentage of the registration, but they were 30% of the people that actually turned out to vote in the general election. So when I filed the lawsuits in 1992, we had Evan Meekham was governor that got impeached in the he was elected in 88 and got impeached by 90, I think. He was running for U.S. Senate. You know, he got found not guilty and all. There was just a, you know, vendetta against him, and he wanted his piece of whatever. So he comes to me. Sheriff Joe Arpaio. That's when he, you know, came on the scene and everything. He's calling me on, I mean, I was on his tickle file, man. He's calling me every week. We had the Perot thing going on. Bo Greitz. I mean, Ernie was the center of the universe. Why? Because I was advocating for an individual, an independent, a voter, somebody that wanted to go out. Well, that wouldn't be part of a, I was Republican. I went independent. I was a big Reagan guy. I'm going, no. I want to have the equal opportunity to have a chance to not vote for that. I'll fall on the sword so you can get on the ballot so I can not vote for you. And I can not vote for you as an independent, but I get the freaking vote. What the heck? This is not the civics class I took. This is not the propaganda BS garbage that you force fed me when I was in school. This is, you lied. Liar. Because there was a bunch of bad stuff going on. My father's company and dealing with international trade. And stuff. I'm going, how did they get away with this? Because they eliminated competition before it started. They controlled the elections. Then they started getting 94. I ran for Secretary of State because I could see as the people were breaking out in 92 and all this, man, they had to get control of it. Computer vote fraud or election fraud. Election fraud guys, they get all on me. It's not voter fraud, it's election fraud. All right, so election fraud. So I really made a big deal out of this. But who else represented independents? Just voters. Who was that? Is there an independent party? No, it's just independents. So everybody that said, Ernie represents the independents. They don't get the concept. Nobody represents. That's the whole point. They're independent. It's just there was no handle for them to grasp onto. They wanted my endorsement. They wanted my participation. They wanted the pictures with their arms around me. They wanted to, I seen this. I've been through this so many cycles. I understand. I get it. It's just voting blocks. It's just perception. It's just lying. It's deception. It's just crap. But one thing that I found out. There is about, I tell you, let's just use round numbers, all right? Let's say you got 100 million people in the population, 100 million. Out of 100, you have, and back then, I don't know, was it 250 million people back then when I was doing this, 300 million now, whatever, say 100 million. So out of 100 million people, you have probably, I guess, that are not illegal aliens, that are old enough, that aren't felons, that are, mentally competent, that, that are even eligible to register to vote. Okay. Out of 100 million, let's say it's 75%. Okay. I think, let's say 80%. That's probably high, but, let's say 80%, easy number. 80% of the people can actually register so that they can get their little card thing and get to go vote. How many of the people that can register to vote? It's about half. So you go, it's 50, anywhere from 48 to 55%, around, it depends on whatever, it's going down, I can tell you that. They get highs, like 92, 10 million extra people go in, by 96, 10 million people less than 92. Even though you have a bigger population, I'm good. After the 08, Ron Paul thing, will it be more than 10? Probably not. So you go, okay, I get it. Presidential cycle of 92 to 96, 10 million people drop off because they go, it's all rigged, whatever. So you have, out of 100, you have 80 that are eligible to register. But half of them actually, so you're down to 40 already. 40 million actually register, 40%. 40 actually register. All right, so now you're down to 40. How many of them actually vote? Half of them actually vote. You're talking about voter percent. We had a whopping 62% turnout in your local whatever heck it was. That's of registered voters. That's not of the people that live there or the people that are eligible to register. That's just of the people that actually registered, which is half of the people eligible, which is 80% of the population. So you're down from, you go down the people eligible to register, 80%. You go to the people that actually register, those eligible, you're 40%. How many actually vote of those that register, of the 40, half, you're down to 20%. Then you have a contested race, it's 48, 49, and it's just two guys running, you're down to what? 10%, 11%. You get from 100 million people, now let's do the math, how many is eligible to even register? 80. How many actually register? 40 million. How many actually vote? 20 million. You get a majority, you're down to 10. We have right now people, the winning side get between as low as 3 or something of the actual population, depending on the race. It's like almost nothing. You know, you have from a low percentage of, you know, say 5, 6, 7%, maybe, you know, up to a high of maybe, you know, 14, 15%. That is the winning team. There's your majority, you know, the mission, the mandate. To what? To rule you. You are being ruled by the wishes of 10% of the people. I know this. I've been operating under this since the early 90s. That's why what I do has nothing to do with that. It has to do with our culture. All of that is a side effect of us just knowing the truth. We'll talk about what the truth might be a little more when we come back here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock from Phoenix, Arizona, here on the LNR Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Yeah, we're back here on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, rocking and rolling and whatnot. You know, I want to make sure that we understand my reasoning. I mean, you don't got to agree with it. You know, I'm not here to seek your agreement. You know, I don't need your sanction. You know, I just want to make sure you understand. That's all I seek is understanding. I just want to be understood. And the reason is because, you know, it helps you make decisions. I give you an example. You know, when you have people that want to, you know, kill and maim and bomb, and they're taking you out, and you go, why did they do that? No, you're not allowed to ask why. That is so, you're so not allowed to ask why. Why are you not allowed to ask why? You get, you know, you get bumped off the air, you get excommunicated, they have big giant, we're burning your records party, whatever, you ask why. No, we went through this. You know, they change, you know, heck, you know, the French even asked why, and they're changing French fries to freedom fries, you know, in the Capitol. I mean, you know, this is, you're not allowed to ask why. Why? You know, that's one thing I can do with, I have some candidate, what is the candidate? He's from North Carolina. He's a candidate for Congress, and we have two stations in North Carolina. And he listens to the show, and he wants to be included. And he's like, hey, man, you know, I got it going on. I know who you are, or freedom, and talk to these guys. We want to be on your show. Bring us on your show. We'll talk on your show. And I'm like, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. Oh, I'm a freedom guy. And I said, you know, we're going to find out in about 3 questions. I go, just be prepared. Whenever you answer, I'm going to ask why. You know, this is, you know, it's a Jedi ninja, whatever technique. So, I mean, you know, because nobody ever asks why. I think that we should, you know, blah, blah. I go, oh, wow, that's cool. Why? Well, because, you know, because I think it sounds good. I mean, you know, you ask them why and they freeze. You know, where's the motivation? Why? What was the epiphany that they had? What was the, you know, the source of their reason for saying that? Why would you say that? Well, because it pulled good. They don't know. That's not how they think. I mean, even if you warn them, you tell them you're going to do it, come up with a good why. You know, I try not to, you know, blindside people. I try and, you know, work with them. We try and keep it light. We try and have, I mean, I have the farthest lefty commie, whatever, and the righty neo, I bring them on. You know, it's just, I just want to be understood. I'm not trying to convince you. I just need your help to help convince the audience that you know, you can't answer why. You know, I've gone on Air America. I mean, heck, I used to be in the talk show host on the affiliate here in Phoenix for years. So this is, you know, I know how to deal with the left. You know, I tell you who doesn't want me on the air. Oh, the right. Heck no. No, 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 no. There's a reason. Something I want to talk to you about today. All this conversation is building up to something that I want to share with this audience because you guys, because I can. You know, you get to know me after a while. I'm just, you know, this is it. You know, we go out and we go whip ass. You know, let's just go and, you know, free some minds. Let's get the youngins to understand what it's not lie to people. You know, we know the truth. Well, you know, I mean, do we know everything? You know, no, I mean, we know the truth. I know I want to be left alone. I know that. You know, I'm not going to purposely lie to you. You know, I'm not going to, if I'm inaccurate or whatever, that's what the call-in number's for. 866-986-6397. 866-986-NEWS. 866-986-6397. 866-986-NEWS. Because, you know, I don't take a lot of calls, one, because I talk fast and we go on a lot of issues. By the time you get, I'm already on to something else. But, you know, it's because I wanted the audience to get to know me for a little while first before we really start pushing the calls. Because if I go home for calls and you come on, then, you know, what am I going to do? I'm going to do the same thing to you I do the guest. Why? Yeah, well, why? And radio networks have their own communities. Now, you'll have, you know, in the morning one, other ones I've been on, you know, this one, they have their own communities. A lot of people, they recognize the caller. You know, they recognize them from other shows. You know, they recognize, you know, they support them or don't or whatever, you know. And I'm a little bit different. I'm a little more unique. You know, I know Will Grigg. Yeah, he does a great job. I'm a big admirer of his. You know, but the thing is, not everybody kind of has this technique, you know, tell me why. What's your motivate? Where'd you get that from? What life experience brought you to that point? Why? Just because it sounds good? Because your mother-in-law likes it? I mean, what? And when the different situation comes up that you need the same philosophy, the same principle to apply to this, will you have the same type of answer? Is there some fundamental thing, you know, thou shalt not, you know, bother people? Thou shalt not commit force, aggression. Thou shalt not lie. You know, this is, if you broke the Ten Commandments down, it's like, you know, thou shalt leave your neighbor's stuff alone. I mean, basically, his life, his liberty, his property. This, you know, a friend of mine, their talk show host, Charles Goyette, one time, he had it. I mean, it was a really simple thing. It just, I never forgot it. He goes, do you know why they wrote the Ten Commandments down? You know why they got the Ten Commandments? I go, I don't know why. He goes, because they didn't know any better. And he didn't mean that they didn't know any better by writing it. He goes, no, they needed these rules because they didn't know any better. You know, I need, you know, wait a minute. You mean I'm not supposed to, like, you know, go take my neighbor's wife? You know, that's, heck, that was part of, I'm a Klingon, man. We go take wives. You know, so this Judeo-Christian ethic that we have instilled in us, that the part about keeps us from pulling the trigger on somebody, you know, when we got the sights on somebody, is this whole concept of this evolution of humanity, of what it means to be human. You know, the Sioux, what was it? Dancing with Wolves. I remember that movie, and I think it was the Sioux Nation. They were the Sioux. And they, you know, their attainment, what they would strive to be is a human being. You know, they're a human being. You know, they're not a predator, they're not a wolf, they're not sheep, they're not, you know, they're a human being. You know, there's a standard, are you a human being? They need to change that in us. They don't want us to be human beings. They want us to be either, you know, predators at their beck and call, or they want us to be sheep to be sheared, or pigs, cows to be slaughtered. For what? For they, them, those. Who are they, them, those? I don't know, but they ain't us. They, them, those. There are those that just won't be left alone, those who won't leave them alone. They just won't leave us alone. Which one are you? So I put that in there. You know, how complicated can this be? Well, I want to talk to you about the Tea Party. When we come back in the next segment, I'm going to focus on this. There's some things that have come to my attention, and we're in the middle of it again. Yeah, what else is new? My run for national chair is brought out some things that I get a lot of information from people. I start to see different things, different people that are involved, the guys in the shadows, you know, because there is a threat to the man. And John Lennon of the Beatles, you know, he, you know, give peace a chance. You know, all we were saying is, you know, give peace a chance. War is over if you want it. You know, stop being, you know, it's, all we need is love. Love is all we need. That is a weapon. The Lovelution weapon. They do not want us just being human beings. They do not want us evolving into a Christian ethic even. They have to take this just war concept and twist it on its head. We got to go kill Muslims. You know, I remember Christianity when I was in high school in the late 70s, it was frowned upon to get involved in man's laws, politics. Don't do that, man. You just separate yourself. That's something else. You know, we're going for a higher kingdom. That totally got switched around in this, you know, the Christian right thing, the politicization of the churches. Now we got faith-based initiatives. We have the government inside the databases of the churches. What the hell did you think was going to happen? This is this, and Obama's now in charge of it? Duh. Wow. We are in a cultural battle. I mean, you've heard this before. I'm gonna get involved. Ernie, yeah, do you think, you know, I see this just like the Revolution. People didn't see what that was going to turn into. They didn't understand. Yeah, Ernie, whatever. Yeah, well, I'm going to do it again. Here it comes. Want to hear about it? Tell you all about it when we come back.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
I want to break free.
God knows I want to break free. That's all I want to do. How can we have some freedom? I want some freedom. I vote for freedom. Okay? Just, you know, if I got to pick something. Do I got to pick? I got to choose. You're going to put a gun to my head. I got to pick something. I choose freedom. Where's freedom on the ballot? I want to see where the freedom is. You know, is it even there? You may choose from communist fascist candidate A or communist fascist candidate B. Yay. I'm all excited. And you wonder why we got such a low voter participation. But why do they need voter participation? They need sanction. Hey, you had a chance to vote. Did you vote? You got the vote. Did you write your congressman? Did you file a lawsuit? Did you? Yes. Check. Man, I checked off all the boxes just so I could say I checked off all the boxes. Now what am I going to do? I'm going to share with the audience here, you know, it's not shared with a lot of other people. A lot of people don't know. A lot of people here and inside a small circle, whatever, you get to know. Ain't you lucky? The race for me running for national chairman of the Libertarian Party of the United States is much less to do with me winning national chair than it is to save the meaning of the word libertarian. I'll demonstrate why. What happened in 2008 during the Ron Paul presidential run was there was an opportunity and I seized it. I knew that they were going to go after him. There was no way they were going to allow this libertarian message to get out there without every effort to, no, heck no. Now, he's a congressman, sitting congressman. He's running the Republican. I mean, their thought was, you know, man, do we even let him in the debate? How do we justify not letting him in? He's a sitting congressman. We got these other congressmen. We got these guys to go, but not this guy. What's the criteria? Heck, he's been elected, been congressman for 30-something years. How do you not? I mean, they could have. You know, just, but they weren't really that afraid because they live in their own body. They believe their own propaganda. You know, why wouldn't they? You know, what's the message from the American people? What's the feedback from, you know, there's nobody, you know, competition for them. We own the networks. We can do what the heck we want. All right. So we're going to squash this guy like a bug. Let the boy on. Heck, we insist. You know, put him up there so we can make fun of him, laugh at him, and call him all kinds of names. They did. People didn't go away. They wouldn't go away. We were doing Ron Paul Revolution fly before he even announced that he was running. 3 weeks, 4 weeks after he said he might sort of kind of maybe have an exploratory committee, when he first filed the exploratory committee in mid-January of 07, heck, by the end of February, we were already making signs. What did we know that the media and them didn't know? The Republican National Committee, the Democrats. Military-industrial complex, the central bankers. What did we know that they didn't? Freedom's popular. Freedom is supported. Freedom, that's what, you know, Ronald Reagan got elected on freedom. Government is the problem. You know, Ross Perot's in there. Heck, he got support just because he wasn't one of them. You know, he's a little mini-fascist himself, but he was just like, hey, you know, I'm not them. Yee-hoo, you're not them. Heck, that's good enough. So what if, you're not them? I mean, you're still a congressman. You're in there. But, man, you're definitely Dr. No. I mean, they know you for no. And you ran as a libertarian. Man, as a libertarian, you're a libertarian. Are you really a libertarian? Why, yes, I am. I knew he wasn't going to back away from that. We were going to get the word libertarian defined. At the same time, I knew that Bob Barr, which was another ex-congressman, Republican, that was, you know, man, just not a libertarian. Not. So not. Wayne Allen Root becomes his VP. Not libertarian. So not. What are they? Conservatives. Well, what's that mean? Heck if I know, definitely didn't want any of this legalization of drug thing. No. Gay rights. No. Individual rights on there. No. Not, you know, central bank. No. Yeah, no. Where's the libertarian part come in? Well, we want lower taxes and less government. I mean, that's what they say. Less tax, less government, lower taxes. That's our slogan now. Heck, I can get that from Sarah Palin. You know, that's how I want to challenge the cult of the omnipotent state. I mean, I'm a woohoo, rock and roll. You know, move the stand way out there. Let the Republicans and Democrats take credit for me being freer. I don't care. I just want to be freer. I want people to understand what it even means. No consistency, no principle. So here comes Wayne Allen Root. He's going to run for national chair. Wow. Okay, well, you know, that's nothing new to me. Yeah, I run. Here we go. Let's play. Let's talk issues. Not a single issue has come up through this entire campaign. I'm going in the 4th, 5th state with him, and not a single question on issues, your stance on anything. He has made this totally about how much time he can get on Fox News. I'm going, okay, to say what? Now, he's written a book, The Conscience of a Libertarian or something. You know, this is not a word about, even in the book, it's all about taxes. Nothing about gun rights, gay rights. I think, you know, medical marijuana, maybe. This is, you know, there's something else going on. And I'm like, you know, what the heck is going on? Then I find out in Searchlight, Nevada, which is between Laughlin and Las Vegas, there's going to be a big Tea Party Express. Here comes Sarah Palin, Dick Armey. I mean, the right. RNC, Republicans. I mean, this was, you know, chosen by the boys to be VP to John McCain. I mean, come on. You know, they're independent in some way. Who are we kidding? So in the promotion for that, Wayne Allen Root, war. I mean, he pushes this thing. That's why he always says, Wayne Allen Root, war. I'm your war candidate, you know, war. Yeah, seriously? Whatever. You know, whatever. So we have on the promotion that, you know, vice presidential candidate from the Republicans, Sarah Palin, vice presidential candidate, libertarian, Wayne Allen Root, Dick Armey, former House, blah, 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 blah. And I go, wow, this is why on the campaign trail, he has been pushing the fact that we need to ally with the Tea Party, the Tea Party. We need to be a subsidiary of the Tea Party. What was interesting and what I bring up to the crowds and why I get a lot of support from the activists. Now, of course, the party guys, that people that are promised tens of millions of dollars to the party and you get to be, you know, somebody and invited to all the nicest parties and all that kind of stuff these people care about. But the activists, they don't care. You know, yeah, it's all very interesting. We vote for Ernie. But the thing was, is that this is what they're selling them. This is what the rhetoric is. This is what's coming. You know, the fact that I get some more support is scared the living crap out of them. Man, they're going to unleash the dogs of war. W-A-R, Wayne Allen Root. Who's the top dog of war? Well, we'll have a cartoon for that, too. You know, when they go speak in this stuff, it's going to be March 27th. We'll find out. There are words that are going to come out of his mouth. This is his opportunity, because he's right. Fox News and everybody else on the planet will plaster him like you wouldn't believe all over the television, telling their 3 million viewers or whatever, this is libertarianism. This is the voice of what it is to be for this. And it isn't even close. That's why they're doing it. That's why they need him. They need something to kind of put this libertarianism thing in a box. It got out of control with the Love Illusion. got out of control campaign for liberty, got out of control Ron Paul thing, this libertarian thing, man, damn. We got to get a hold on this, man. They're mucking up our plans for the, say, and the Fed? Are you kidding me? Bring all the troops back from overseas? What? Will Mr. War do that? Heck no. It's not even going to be, it's not even mentioned in his book. I mean, I'm going, you know, of course, that's what I'm told by Judge Buttrick. You know, he read it, so I don't have to. So, you know, I see what's going on. So we've already made a decision. You're just in the last couple of days, and the final, you know, turn of the dial was done just before this show. So you're the first to hear about this. It won't be a secret after this weekend, because the Missouri State Libertarian Party convention is where the national convention is going to be in St. Louis at the end of May over Memorial weekend. So these guys, they'll hear about it. You get to be first, aren't you? So happy. What happens if I dog this? I mean, you know, at the expense of being national chair, I don't care about that. That's not the point. I need to save the definition of the word libertarian so that it means something. So you don't have somebody up there that they'll do whatever they got to do. They tried. They've already been trying. I mean, it's who gets the ballot. You know, it's all the same crap you deal with in politics. You know, same thing Dr. Paul went through for these Republican conventions. The same kind of thing. The exact same kind of thing. This is what you expect. It's politics. But what if you dog them and it's love? The love-olution. The love. Love, not war. Love, not war. Love, not war. Do we get to save the meaning of the word libertarian then? Can we associate love with freedom? Can we? That's my goal, and I guarantee I get exactly that.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock. Show must go on. Show must go on.
Yeah. Inside my heart is breaking. My makeup may be flaking, but my smile still stays on. Yeah. My smile still stays on. The show must go on. The revolution continues. We have to keep doing this because what did we accomplish? An entire new generation. I've seen this with my own eyes. I've been going out every weekend. Every weekend I leave on Friday, I come back Sunday or Monday. I go and I visit with these people, and I'm telling you, they witnessed it. They experienced it. But the people that want to wear they call them shiny badgers. The shiny badgers are the one that believe that any organization is ruled from the top. They're like, oh, man, don't be advocating and talking about me not being able to rule. I mean, the whole point of me getting this because I want to rule. I want to spend other people's money. You know, this is the mindset. Now, I don't make this stuff up. I mean, that's just the way it is. So I'm going, all right, decentralization. The first question, the leadership conference in Austin, they asked of all five the candidates, they said, and what they do is in libertarian, NOTA is always a candidate, none of the above. You know, always somebody voting for NOTA. And you have to go down. If NOTA wins, the position goes unfilled. I mean, think about that. You know, a Libertarian National Convention, if they go, you know, we just decided we want none. And you know what? None is it. You just stop right there. You know, none is filling that. There's a void there. All right, cool. You keep voting until somebody gets a majority. And when you're like everybody's second choice, or your top runners don't get the most votes, or you're just not that much support among you got spread out or something, you know, it's pretty easy for someone like myself to win. But it was a lot on the first round. It was within a few votes of Wayne. That scared him. That's the one thing that really scared him, because he went to the second round. He didn't gain a single vote. He was not anybody's second choice. That is a bad sign. At such a prominent collection of leadership. And this is the leadership. These are the people that are more attuned to his message. These are people that want to have, you know, the shiny badge. They want it to mean something. They want to get attention. They want, you know, this is, you know, but we fortunately with the revolution have demonstrated how much attention you can get for the right reasons. That we can combat what is happening, that we really have the power, that people, individuals, that's the only way you're going to do it. They always say, you know, you can't fight City Hall. You can't win on your own. You can't, you got to have big giant collectives do it. That has never been the case. It's always the one individual. It's always an idea whose time has come. It's always, you know, the dedicated few. It's always, it's always been that. Tell me it can't change. Heck, it's the only thing that's ever done it. So, you know, love, not war. You know, how many shirts are we going to make of that? Lots and lots of signs. Lots and lots and lots. Because is it really against something? It's just because he's so clearly articulated, you know, what's the problem? What the infiltration is? What's the invasion? What's the purpose? What's the goal? They're bad, evil, you know, coming in. Oh, heck yeah, we want to take over and do and get. Because what is happening? The Tea Party was a product of Dr. Paul. Now, I mean, they'll even admit to that. They're going, yeah, well, it started kind of this and that, and they're anti and whatever. And he's not fighting it. He's just like, I've talked to Dr. Paul because he gets it. Yeah, whatever. You know, you have 2 million people show up in Washington, D.C., and because Clear Channel and Fox News got the permit for the stage and the mic, they say, nah, they belong to us. Right. I just saw on WorldNet Daily, I put it, one of the editors to put them up. It'll be up within a day or two as a story. I put up a long list of stuff, and they add these things sometimes. And one of them was a book, The Signs of the Party. And it's just a bunch of the signs. It's just a book, a color photograph of them taking pictures of the signs that people are carrying this Tea Party. Now, of course, they focus on, you know, we hate Obama stuff and everything because it's a Republican thing. But you can see like in the background or something they even feature, you know, the signs are it's anti, you know, it's a freedom thing. So I'm encouraged. You know, I think a lot of the people, they don't believe that they were, and the more and more they make this a Republican thing, the more and more they drag out Sarah Palin and Dick Armey and war and all this other stuff, you know, the more and more people are going to go, yeah, I'm good. Now I'm over here. It's the age of the attendees are going to get older. Searchlight is going to be heavy recreational vehicle. It's going to be heavy senior citizen Republican on their way to places north from the Southwest where they, you know, spend their winter time in their RVs. It is going to be hugely RV because there's not a hotel anywhere near Searchlight. I mean, you're 50 miles to Laughlin, Vegas. So I guess they can stay there, but and it's one strip of highway. I have no idea how they're going to accommodate this kind of traffic. It's going to be ugly, you know, which is kind of, you know, cool. I mean, it shows up good, you know, bring your RV, go park somewhere. They were going to push the RV thing. So there's going to be an event. They'll be speaking, you know, yoo-hoo. And what's the message going to be? Peace. You know, bring the troops from the bases, close the bases overseas. Stop getting entangled in all this stuff. You know, get back to a constitutional currency based on a commodity, on gold and silver. Is it going to be something like that? No. Is it going to be freedom of the individual rights to, you know, put whatever freaking herb or drug or Clorox in their veins they want? No. Is it going to be love whoever you want? Heck no. Is it going to be, you know, why are we even having the government determining heterosexual marriage? You know, much less gay marriage. I mean, I'm. Why are they, you know, and it's different in each state anyway. So I'm just going, where did we go wrong on this? You know, is somebody advocating the freedom? Well, they're going to have the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, Wayne Allen Root, up there doing it. Will he? No. I make this prediction. You know, it's going to be March 27th, and there's going to be an opportunity to talk about individual freedom, the purpose of government, to bring back our troops, to stop supporting this empire, to not be afeared of every, whatever the heck they can fill in the blank with, we should be afeared of. Are you afeared enough? Well, I'm not afraid. Just leave me alone. I mean, what's the purpose of y'all? So I see this coming. I'm willing to to wait until the 27th to do, and it'll be, you know, I'm all in. I already know where this is going. So we're making them up. And if he changes and he goes up and he says, yeah, this campaign, this love, not war thing. I mean, we already got the web pages and everything. I mean, you know, today. So if we have, if this is already going to be a thing, you know, how confident am I? Pretty much, you know, it needs to be. Will he change his rhetoric? Will he incorporate more language because of it? Cool. Good. That's the whole point. But how far will he go before they'll abandon him off the express? They don't need somebody up there, a libertarian, talking libertarian. They need somebody with libertarian credentials supporting the new world empire order of. Will he do that? Of course. That's why he's there. What do you think Bob Barr was? We knew this. We knew this going into this. That's why at the last minute, within the last month or so, Mary Ruart, a libertarian of a long time, comes out. And what do they do? What's the rhetoric going on? Oh, she's a pedophile. You know, she supports pedophilia. She's, you know, because in her book, she describes how different laws to protect children create a black market that caused more of them to be exploited. That you have created an entire industry of child pornography because of the laws and the way that they enforce them. Of course, you're damaging, hurting more children. So how do they turn that? They're going, oh, man, she's for child, you know, oh, nasty stuff. Wow. This is what we're dealing with. It's politics. Okay. They want to play. How do I play? What is this all really about? Individual freedom. The purpose of government is to protect that. And to put a gun to my head and say, we got this manufactured fear over here that we're going to violate your rights, steal all your stuff, enslave your children, and debt, you know, blah, 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 in name of whatever, you know, and libertarians should be doing what? I have to protect that word. That's what I've been. That's why I got supported in my first radio show by people that, you know, that started the sponsors for us to get started to be on the major media market, the sponsorships and stuff. We had to start off with $27,000 in February of 2003 just to have this voice. I mean, it took off from there, but I'm telling you, you know, what kind of commitment do we have from people that believe in this message and somebody that will articulate it with clarity? And not shy away from it. They will take the bumps and bruises. They'll get something. They'll go up on CNN, let Rick Sanchez take his swipes. You know, he wish he didn't, but you know, I mean, you know, it's, you know, bring it on. And when the pressure's on, what will happen? Will the other guys do? They haven't been for a long time, ever since I've been involved in this. I was a young man in my 20s. That wasn't the time for me to run for national chair. That wasn't the time for me. I go out and, you know, cut my teeth on branding irons. You know, we're out here being activists. I tell you this and share this with you because I just want you to know that there's a genesis of all these things. There's a reason. When you start seeing the Tea Party Express and all this stuff start going, love, not war, there's a reason. And the reason is that we need to define and have opposition to the state. The challenge, we the members of the Libertarian Party challenge the cult of the omnipotent state and support the rights of the individual. That is our statement of principles. First words. Are we living up to it? Somebody has to set the standard. Who's that going to be? It's going to be all of us. It's going to be my friends. It's going to be other supporters of this. You know, somebody has to lead it. Somebody's got to do it. And I know how. We're going to have some fun, and you get to be on the front lines. Might as well. You know, everybody else is going to know about it. Or I did it wrong. Well, I'll talk to you later.